a better way to a better window. Renewal by Andersen.
Get ready to welcome the freshness of spring into your home with Renewal by Andersen, where your window and door dreams come to life.
This is owner Troy Pearl here to tell you that from your free in-home consultation to your window and door installation, we ensure a seamless home improvement process that will leave you with satisfaction and a warranty. But that's not all. Our exclusive FiberX material, high-performance glass, and custom designs set Renewal by Andersen apart.
And how about this? During Renewal by Andersen's Memorial Day sale, happening for the entire month of May, they'll knock 20% off your order. Plus, if you're a veteran or active military member, you'll get an additional $300 off your entire project. To schedule your free in-home consultation, visit rbagreatermaine.com. That's rbagreatermaine.com.
The better way to a better window. Renewal by Andersen.
At Bangor Dental Associates, their top priority is helping you achieve and maintain a beautiful, healthy smile. They offer a full range of services, including dental implants, porcelain veneers, tooth-colored fillings, and teeth whitening using the Opalescence system. Using CEREC technology, they can create customized ceramic crowns in a single visit. They also offer orthodontic treatment using Invisalign clear aligners. Give them a call at 947-7503. Bangor Dental Associates.
Sweats Tire is a family-owned business serving the community since 1966 with a wide variety of tires and automotive repair you can depend on. Generations of customers have counted on them to help make the best decisions for all their vehicles. Sweats stocks a variety of tires from industry-leading brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental, and Firestone, and has the services to help you get the most out of your tires. Sweats Tire, serving you from two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor.
Feel more confident and in control of your financial life. Ameriprise Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Ameriprise Private Wealth Advisor Michael Toole at 207-307-7718. That's 207-307-7718. Office is located at 23 Water Street, Suite 405, Bangor, 04401. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
They say repeating helps you remember. Let's try. Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor. Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor. Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor. Brewing supplies and support. Brewing supplies and support. Brewing supplies and support. Winemaking classes. Winemaking classes. Winemaking classes. Now you'll remember everything you need to homebrew, from beer and wine kits to cheese making supplies and more. Find it all in one place. Repeat after me. Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor. Learn more at Central Street Farmhouse.
You who are on the road must have a code that you can live by.
Back here on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon. Time for us to check in on downtown Bangor, see what's going on and see what's coming up as we welcome in Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Hello there, Betsy.
Hi, Rhett.
You made it through Cinco de Mayo in one piece. I'm glad to hear that.
Oof, it was a haul, but, you know, we did the job. It was it's a lot of fun bringing the judges around because they have to try every single margarita. So, you know, we only require the general public to do three margaritas, but the judges, they really have to go the full distance.
And did I see our friend Clarko at Benjamin's won the grand prize?
That's right. He did. He did. They were awesome. And, you know, the judges' scoring cards, they have, you know, different categories for different things, including, you know, presentation and showmanship and all that kind of stuff. And Benjamin's really, really knocked it out of the park. You know, they even went so far as, like, we showed up and they had, like, signs on the bar that said reserved for judges. Yeah, they got really into it. It was super fun.
Well, that's fantastic.
But it was actually stiff competition. There are a lot of great margaritas out there. I'm not going to lie. It was really hard, you know, in the end. They did have to, like, sit down and, like, debate the finer points on the top tier there because there was so much good out there.
I love it. That's great. Also, boy, you never know who you'll bump into in downtown Bangor. Pro Football Hall of Famer Randy Moss just stopping downtown to get a slice over the weekend.
I know. It was crazy. And then literally the next night, he was on the Tom Brady roast.
Right.
But I was like, wow, he like came to Bangor and then he went to that roast. I suddenly felt like, you know, my proximity to famousness had increased significantly.
Question about that. And, of course, downtown is looking beautiful and even more of that to come. Big Dig Day approaches. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we are really gearing up for Big Dig Day. There's a lot of planning that goes into it. Just yesterday, we walked around with Kate from the University of Maine Cooperative Extension, who helped us identify invasive species. It's something that we've been doing for a while in downtown, and we kind of, you know, remove them as we can, like a few every year, just getting closer, you know, to our goal of having native and if not native, non-invasive species in our public parks. And that was actually a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day out. And we also met with Public Works to talk about putting out the planters. Those are all going out next week. We have 50 planters going out in downtown, 50 flower boxes going along the bridges in downtown. It's really going to be beautiful.
Well, that's fantastic. And yeah, we're getting to that time of year, seeing more and more people out and about in downtown, seeing some folks already setting up some nice dining out areas. That spot down in West Market Square with a Chimera Coffee and then, of course, Patty's looks so beautiful. They've got new seating and some great new lights out there, and it looks so cool.
I know. It's one of my favorite things about downtown is all the little outdoor seating areas. It really adds such vibrancy to the overall feel. Like, even if you aren't one of the people eating on the patio, you know, at that moment in time, just the ambiance that's created by having them there is really nice.
Absolutely. Well, Betsy, good to catch up with you. As always, hope the rest of your week and the weekend go great, and we'll check in again next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. Betsy Lundy, Downtown Bangor Partnership, every week here on the program. It's 24 minutes after the hour as we get caught up on what's going on. Some other things of note in the area. Saturday, up at the Collins Center for the Arts on campus, a cappella music, a cappella yacht rock, as a matter of fact, with Straight No Chaser out on their yacht rock tour. Do want to give you an update on the schedule, too. I mentioned the last couple of days, the focus group was scheduled to do an improv show this Friday night at Bangor Arts Exchange. Apparently, there was a little schedule snafu. And so we're not doing a show this week. Apparently some double booking. Whoops.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
It happens, absolutely. But already have rescheduled, and so our show has moved to the 24th. Of May. So 2 weeks from Friday night, you'll get a chance to see the focus group down at the Bangor Arts Exchange. We mentioned Bangor Community Theater. We'll learn more about their production of Love Letters next hour when they stop in to visit, but they're doing their show the next two weekends, this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Seasons on 427 Main Street in Bangor. So head on down, check that out. Tonight down at Johnson Hall and Gardner, Lyle Lovett, Lisa Loeb in concert. There are a few seats available still. Obviously, you take care of that pretty soon if you want to get there and check it out. Some of the events that are going on next week, and I want to mention this too, at the Cross Center next weekend, the 17th through the 19th, the Maine ATV and UTV Expo. What's going on? Brought to you by FA Peabody Insurance, 13 locations across Maine. Visit in person online at fapeabody.com or call 877-960-1457. F.A. Peabody, your partner in ensuring a year full of worry-free moments, because, well, things happen. We'll take a break. When we come back, Bruce with Sports Lit 101, and we talk about a brand new book from our friend Reg Lansbury next on Downtown.
Wow, is that your logo on your heat pump cover?
Yes, Black's Heat Pumps did it.
That's awesome. What a great idea. And it matches your building, too.
Black's Heat Pumps made it easy. They came out for an estimate and installed it, too, with fantastic attention to detail.
Well, now I want my living room unit to match.
From cleaning, installs, and repairs, plus custom heat pump weather caps for your home or business, contact Black's Heat Pumps, a Fujitsu Elite dealer, Learn more, see pictures, and financing options at blacksheatpumps.com.
Hi, this is Eric.
And Christine.
From the Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, inviting you to come experience everything that we have to offer.
Sure, you already know we have the most expertly cultivated selection of fine wine, craft beer, meads, and ciders in the region.
But have you tried our wide variety of cheeses, cured meats, and gourmet goods? Our exclusive line of Tavolo specialty oils and vinegars, now featuring apple cider vinegar and organic sunflower seed oil made right here in Maine? Our olive bar, and don't miss the crusty baguettes.
We can put it all together in a brilliant platter or gift basket packaged with locally made wine and cheese accessories.
And while our selection is impressive, most importantly, know that we offer the service and knowledge to help anyone from the seasoned buyer to the nervous newcomer.
Bangor Wine and Cheese, family owned and operated since 2000, is located at 86 Hammond Street in the heart of downtown Bangor.
Come in, let us cater to you and discover why we say drink, eat, live better.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
What makes a community thrive? The people who live in it. When you use your First National Bank Visa debit card at participating local businesses, you save on everyday purchases while supporting the people who work day in and day out to make your town a vibrant, unique community. Receive cash back on purchases and support the local businesses that make our communities thrive. Bank local, buy local. Learn more at dreamfirstrewards.com. First National Bank, dream first because you can. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back on Downtown 4:30 on your Wednesday afternoon. And time for this week's edition of Sports Lit 101. Bruce Pratt here in studio with a brand new book that's not even a book yet. You've got it in manuscript form from our friend Reg Lansbury.
Yeah, I had said to Reg that I was pretty much not going to read manuscripts anymore. I love the way he writes. And this is, to me, is a very interesting subject. Now, Blue Power stands in this case for Yale University, which is one of, as we know, the Ivy League schools. And I would argue that beginning in the 1960s, about 1962 or so, the Ivy League began changing the face of American education in ways that at the time, those of us who were around didn't really totally understand. First of all, in the early 1960s, a tremendous amount of the students at Ivy League schools went to the same prep schools, Exeter, Andover, Choate, St. Paul's, and the like. And it was in the early 60s when they began to discuss democratization of admissions and reaching out and changing. Now, public school graduates dominate the Ivy League in admissions. It's also a time when co-education was being investigated by a lot of private institutions for the first time. And with co-education, that changed the dynamics of athletics because A, you had to have some women's sports teams, and B, it reduced the number of available positions for male athletes. Now, what Reg does is he focuses in this book on Yale, and it's for a couple of reasons. If you read Doonesbury, you know that BD in Doonesbury is supposed to be Brian Dowling. He and Trudeau are friends. And Frank DeFord wrote back in 1988 in Sports Illustrated, what was so extraordinary about Dowling and his teammates was they somehow managed to make football and important and even dear the very time American colleges were changing forever. The other thing that was happening in the Ivy League is it was becoming less white. And one of the stars for Yale in this era was Calvin Hill, son of Grant, father of Grant Hill, and inextricably linked with Brian Dowling. Brian Dowling had been a hero high school football player in Cleveland, had offers to go to a lot of big schools, and people say, why didn't he up at Yale? Well, because prior to the de-emphasization of football in the Ivy League, the Ivy League schools were considered D1 powers. Whoever won the Ivy League was considered pretty good. Now, they didn't go to bowl games for a long period of time, and they only played 7 regular season contests. But they did have a long record of sending important players to the pros. In fact, in my lifetime, Yale had had more All-Americans in football than anybody else. I believe it's still now Michigan, but because Yale de-emphasized along with the rest of the Ivy League. The other thing to remember is that the Ivy League schools are very greatly in size. Dartmouth is the, I believe, still the smallest in terms of enrollment. Cornell, which is the only public school in the Ivy League, is much bigger. So recruiting was very often word of mouth. That a player went to Yale, he was a really good player, he liked it, he told everybody back home. And it was very, very common for someone to perhaps play for Harvard while their prep school roommate played for Princeton, and they lined up against one another. It was a more closed society. But here's the other thing. In the early 1960s, we're seeing the first sort of rumblings about what we will come to know as the Vietnam War. By the time 1975 rolls around, you will have seen the most incredible change in college athletics prior probably to the transfer portal and the situation today. For a number of things happened. Athletic scholarships were not allowed at Ivy League institutions. Athletic scholarships were not allowed in the Patriot League until recently, and they've begrudgingly added some. The number of scholarships at other schools was way down. Look at the Yankee Conference in the days that it existed, which was New Hampshire and Maine and Rhode Island and Connecticut and Vermont at the time. Those schools were playing schools like Bowdoin and Wesleyan and Amherst and Trinity, right? Because they were the difference between those Division I schools and those Division III schools was much smaller. Football has become a much bigger business, as we know. And once you expanded the list of people who could apply to these schools, everything changed.
Right.
You know, when you look back, and I have a very good friend who went to St. Paul's, and he talked about how something like 18 of his classmates went to Yale. 18 of them or so went to Harvard. 20 went to Princeton. Okay, that's 56 kids out of a class of maybe 120, and they're going to 3 different Ivy League institutions. So Reg sets the book up, and he builds it around football, and he starts in 1964 when Carmen Cosa takes over as the head football coach at Yale from Coach Pont. Coach Pont goes on to Indiana, leads them in 67 to their only Rose Bowl appearance, where they lose 14-3 to USC. Cosa builds his team in New Haven around the idea that he just needs to recruit good players. In 1967, for the first time in a gazillion years, Yale goes undefeated. And it really changed the way people looked at football in the Ivy Leagues. Bob Blackman's Dartmouth teams were no longer dominant. It was not just that Yale, it was not just Harvard and Dartmouth and Cornell that were good, or Princeton that were good. Now everybody had a chance to be in the mix, even Brown, which doesn't win a lot of football games and hasn't won a lot of football games. But what's interesting is how at Yale, at the same time that there's unrest over the war, all Brian Dowling has to do, or Calvin Hill has to do, is step out on the balcony of their apartment and talk to people, and there will be thousands of people in the quad because they're really rallying around this. It's finding someone to believe in. Now, at the time, Yale also was supposed to merge with Vassar. That fell through. Yale was one of the last of the Ivies to become co-ed. The advantage to becoming co-ed was clearly that you add the brain power and you add all the other wonderful things about men and women going to school together. But it was before Title IX, so the whole thing with athletics was still sort of out of whack, and who was going to be the So ADs and college presidents had a lot on their hands. Now, the interesting thing about this book is Kingman Brewster was the president of Yale during his time, and he was a lightning rod figure. There were a lot of the old guard didn't like him because he wanted to make the school accessible to a lot of people. A lot of the new kids didn't like him because they didn't think he moved fast enough on coeducation. But in this book, what's amazing is you keep running into these little asides about, at that point in time, Strobe Talbot, who will become George Bush, who helped tear down the goalpost at Princeton, who will become the second Bush to serve in the White House. You realize the interconnectedness between all of these football players and the coaches and the professors and the seats of power in America. You know, we always talk about, you know, what you can or cannot learn from sports. What are the lessons you learn from sports? And yes, we know the good things. You can learn teamwork. You can learn humility. You can learn dedication. You can learn to overcome obstacles. You can learn a lot of things from sports. The emphasis in the Ivies was, to a great extent, and I think Reg's research is amazing. I mean, this is a guy's in the Turf Writers Hall of Fame. He writes regularly for the Hockey News. I mean, Reg's bona fides are right there. Points out that the academic interests were always right there. When you see how well some of these guys who were playing Division I football, practicing just like Michigan and just like Florida and just like USC, and then getting degrees and going on to, you know, serve in the Supreme Court or become major players, you realize that the idea of the student athlete really has changed. You know, there's more time allotted to training these days, but I think there's probably less time allotted for many of them to the kind of academic pursuits. You hear all the time about schools that push people, athletes, towards one major over another. And that was not here. You know, you got to be who you wanted to be. The interesting thing is the relationships between some of these guys that lasts a lifetime, but also intersect in other areas. You know, then when football is over, they're doing other things. I remember the great pass from Brian Dowling to Calvin Hill in 1967 that allowed Yale to win 24-20 because I was at the Yale Bowl. The only time I was ever there, my friend Bob Burr, it was the 25th of November, 1967. Bob's family had an extra ticket. He asked me if I wanted to go. I said, sure. I didn't have a rooting interest. There was no Yale or Harvard in my family. In fact, I would be the first person in my family to graduate from college. So I didn't really have a rooting interest in it, but the Burrs were rooting for Yale, so I rooted for Yale. And it was a very exciting thing to see. And then you see Calvin Hill go on and have a major career. Dowling didn't have a really good pro career, but he also was injured, and he was a small guy. At the time, there were a lot of Ivy League players playing in the National Football League, and there still are today some, you know, many more playing hockey. But with the de-emphasis of football, the arrival of coeducation, all that changed. But I think it's really interesting to see how, at a time of heavy political unrest in the country, at least at these schools, which is where many of our leaders, for better or for worse, are coming from, right? That football became a way to rally around a cause without having to have an enemy to hate.
Yeah.
You know, and people will say, you know, I hated to lose to Harvard. Do you hate Harvard? No. You know, I mean, I don't. And so
I have to ask my father-in-law, who graduated from Harvard, I think, and maybe 69 or 70.
Well, yeah, it'd be interesting because Janet's family, until Janet and her sister Peggy, her great-grandfather, grandfather, father, brother, and mother are all Harvard grads, right? And as I say, they were the first to polish John Harvard's nose. but it's interesting that when you talk to them, that they'll talk about the competition with other schools, but they don't. You don't hear that. I hate Yale. I hate Princeton. I hate Dartmouth. You know, and I think that maybe we've gone just a little too far in sports with that. You know, I hate the Noles, man. I'm not gonna ever root for the Noles. I'm a Gator all the way. It's like, you don't have to root for people, but you don't have to hate them either.
Right.
It's just a damn game. And I played sports seriously, as I'm sure you did. I always wanted to win. I never wanted to lose. But when people say to me now, you know, about my alma mater's top rivals, do I hate Dickinson? No. I don't hate Abby for having gone there, right? Do I hate Kimball Union Academy? No. Where Tim Whitehead is the head hockey coach, and where kids have come to Maine from there, and I've known kids have gone. No. Do I want to beat them whenever we play them? Yeah.
Sure.
Hands down. But so this is, I'm just setting up part one. Part two is when, as far as I can tell, because I just skimmed a bunch of it before I could start to read it, is we're really going to see how all this ends up sort of playing out in the long run. But Reg told me he has 600 footnotes already for the book.
Wow.
And he did extensive interviews, phenomenal amount of fact-checking. It's full of details, but it reads like more like a novel. It's really, really a good book. And I'm helping him fact-check a little bit, but I only found one fact to check.
And Reg is the author of Nine Goals, which was such a terrific book.
Yeah, from not that long ago, April 5th, 1973. I remember it well. The game, the Rangers and the Blackhawks and the Canadians all trying to get into the playoffs. And he's also written, he writes a lot for the Hockey News. He wrote a great piece about Jeremy Swayman not too far back. Was celebrated a turf writer. In fact, Jack Gilden, who wrote Fast Ride about Spectacular Bid, I introduced the two of them, and Reg ended up being able to read Fast Ride in manuscript because I didn't have time at the time. So it's been a nice connection.
Excellent.
He's a really good fella.
Well, look forward to hearing more about it. What else is coming up down the road as we ease on into summer?
Yeah,
on
the 22nd. We will have a return of David Krell.
Nice.
We are going to talk to Steve LaFalle from Shadowboxing. He got back to me. He's the head of a private school in Halifax, and he just said, I got to wait till July. I'll have time to do this. It's not great. We can do that in July. Perfect Eloquence, the book of essays by sports writers who admired Vin Scully, and then and Schoolboy, the book by Tim Manners, Wade Hoyt in his own words. So we're pretty full into the early summer.
Love the sound of that. I want to mention, too, we'll talk baseball next Tuesday. Our friend Jim Halloran had been on with us a bunch of times talking about different decades. He had a website and was producing, I think, every week during baseball season a couple of years ago, a sort of summary of the decades or the seasons. And he's put it all into a book. Called Baseball, It's More Than Statistics. And it goes, you talk about thorough research, it goes a year at a time from 1903 all the way up to, I think, 2020.
Wow, it's like having a baseball encyclopedia.
It is. And it's kind of a summary, an essay about, you know, what were the key moments of the year, what happened off the field and in the big picture that year. And then he's got a little capsule summary of each team, how they did that year, who were the stars on that year's team. So, you know, you pick a year.
And that's a great book to have out now because they don't print the baseball encyclopedia
right,
anymore.
Right, right. You know, you go to 1955 or let's go to 1956 and read about Bruce's Yanks here. Yankee dominance continued. They started the season winning 7 of 8, moved into first place to stay. On May 16th, it would be the 7th pennant in 8 seasons under Casey Stengel.
They were pretty good in those days. I used to watch the World Series with my dad on this giant old Webcore TV.
Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown and MVP, batting .353 with 52 homers and 130 runs batted in.
He was a pretty good player.
Not bad. Jim Halloran talking with us next week. And when is... when is the Sports Literature Association gathering here in Orono?
It starts Juneteenth. The 19th of June is the first day. It goes through the 22nd. On Tuesday, we'll have our sort of first gathering and the like. And working on the final details of a lot of it with Jason Hoyt today, actually. And,
nice.
Really looking forward to it. Bob Ryan will be our banquet speaker. I'm so excited about that.
That's fantastic. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. We'll talk more about that as it gets a little closer. Still to come here on Downtown, we'll learn about the upcoming production from Bangor Community Theater next hour. We've got a little bonus sports letter conversation with author Brandon Buehler coming up in hour 2. Tomorrow on the program, Kerry Haskell live from New Orleans. Our conversation with Donnie Osmond and Tim Bissell talking craft beer in the Three Pint Stance, all on Thursdays downtown.
It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hi, it's Pat Callahan from WCSH News Center 6. You're listening to Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Feel more confident and in control of your financial life. Ameriprise Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Ameriprise Private Wealth Advisor Michael Toole at 207-307-7718. That's 207-307-7718. Office is located at 23 Water Street, Suite 405, Bangor, 04401. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Swetz Tire is a family-owned business serving the community since 1966 with a wide variety of tires and automotive repair you can depend on. Generations of customers have counted on them to help make the best decisions for all their vehicles. Swetz stocks a variety of tires from industry-leading brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental, and Firestone, and has the services to help you get the most out of your tires. Swetz Tire, serving you from two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor.
At Bangor Dental Associates, their top priority is helping you achieve and maintain a beautiful, healthy smile. They offer a full range of services, including dental implants, porcelain veneers, tooth-colored fillings, and teeth whitening using the Opalescent system. Using CEREC technology, they can create customized ceramic crowns in a single visit. They also offer orthodontic treatment using Invisalign clear aligners. Give them a call at 947-7503. Bangor Dental Associates.
The better way to a better window. Renewal by Anderson.
Get ready to welcome the freshness of spring into your home with Renewal by Anderson, where your window and door dreams come to life.
This is owner Troy Pearl here to tell you that from your free in-home consultation to your window and door installation, we ensure a seamless home improvement process that will leave you with satisfaction and a warranty. But that's not all. Our exclusive FiberX material, high-performance glass, and custom designs set Renewal by Anderson apart.
And how about this? During Renewal by Anderson's Memorial Day sale, happening for the entire month of May, they'll knock 20% off your order. Plus, if you're a veteran or active military member, you'll get an additional $300 off your entire project. To schedule your free in-home consultation, visit rbagreatermaine.com. That's rbagreatermaine.com.
The better way to a better window. Renewal by Anderson.
Are you feeling the sting of sticker shock lately? It's happening everywhere, even with insurance renewals. But don't worry, we've got your back. At FE Peabody Insurance, we understand the frustration. That's why we urge you, when you see those rates go up, give us a call first. We work with dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage at the best price. So don't let sticker shock get you down. Call FE Peabody Insurance at 877-960-1457 because
things happen.
Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry.
Back on Downtown as we continue to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week with a couple old teachers here in studio. Rich Kimball, Bruce Pratt with you. I saw you had a post on social media about teaching today, Bruce. It is, I've always said this about teaching. It's not a job for everybody.
No.
I think for the people who are good at it, I don't want to say it's not work. It's always work. It's a lot of work. But, you know, it's less work for those who have the right constitution for it.
Yeah, and I'm always believing that old phrase, find something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I think the terrible thing is the public perception lingers that, and I think this should be changing now that people work at home. They may discover how much work teachers take home.
Mm.
And you know, I don't ever remember leaving John Baps without work to do. And you know, like you, I care and I worked hard. Public school teachers have the toughest job. In private schools, if you got a real problem child, you can send them to say you don't have to go here anymore. Right,
right, right.
Public school teachers have to teach who shows up with the amount of money they're given to do it and with the access to supplies and facilities. Universities, same thing. You got a problem, child? Hey, see ya down the road, right? And so I've always maintained that junior high school and high school public school teachers have the toughest job in America, but boy, the rewards are worth it.
And I really believe this too, that it's tougher than ever these days because of the challenges. And I, you know, when I got done full time, I remember saying this to some people, hey, we got a bit of a reprieve in some ways because of COVID, because some of the crazy folks out there were so wound up at the fact that we asked their children to wear masks to protect everybody else, that kept them away from the nonsense that was going on in other parts of the country. But now with COVID in the rearview mirror, all the crazies are out there screaming about education and talking about what English books you're reading in class and what you're teaching in your history classes and what are you doing in science these days and what are your overall policies.
I was so proud of Herman, the town of Herman, because their library, their board said that they had to, kids had to have permission to read like 80% of the books, or they could get blanket permission. You know what percentage of the families gave them blanket permission?
Probably most of them.
Over 85%.
Good, good.
You know, so what the crazies ought to realize is that you can try and stifle learning, but it won't happen. All you got to do, you want to sell a book, get it banned.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Know? But it's all those things have made it tougher for teachers because they're always the ones on the front lines of all of this and dealing with that and dealing with whatever gets filtered down from the adults to the kids. Yeah. And again, the majority of students are great. The majority of parents are great. Yeah. But boy, it only takes one to ruin your day or your week.
I had an awful third grade teacher and I was having a lot of trouble with her. And so my parents said, well, what's the problem? And I told them that. And they said, well, we'll go see what she has to say. And you're going to come along too. It was not a harsh word spoken. My mother said, look, he's not happy. Things aren't going well. We're all here to find out how this can work out better. That's not the experience a lot of teachers have now. The parents come in and say, what are you ruining my kid's life for this night? Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean you gave him a C minus? He never got a C minus for anything. It's, whoa, we can't make progress like that.
I had to laugh last night. One of the TV stations on their Facebook page for clickbait posted something about Teacher Appreciation Week and said, yep, name some favorite teachers. And most of them were doing just that, talking about teachers that made an impact. But, you know, every dozen or so comments, you'd get somebody go, none of my teachers had a positive impact on me. And it was curious because, you know, you click on their link and you go to their Facebook page. Let's just say there was a clear pattern in the people who did not value any teacher they had. There was a pretty clear pattern to quite often their political persuasion.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
A little misogyny.
Yep. But also the career path. I don't want to judge them, but no, I guess I do want to judge them. There weren't a lot of high flyers in that group. No surprise there, but we celebrate education here on Downtown as we wrap up the first hour on a Wednesday afternoon. CBS News coming up after the break. We'll return on the other side and talk about Love Letters, the A.R. Gurney classic being performed by the folks from Bangor Community Theater over the next couple of weekends. We'll hear all about that. Our conversation with author Brandon Buehler about his book, Front Office Fantasies, the weather forecast, sports headlines, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the calendar, the birthday list, and more, coming up in hour two of Downtown.
The river of light runs as bright as the sun under the waning moon. There's danger to be found for the man with the badge in the night.
Spring is here. and Coastal Auto Parts. Owner and operator of 29 Napa Auto Parts stores in Maine, from Caribou to Gray, Machias to Bethel, and everywhere in between, knows you don't want to spend mowing time dealing with a dead battery. During the month of May, you can purchase a brand new Napa Lawn and Garden battery for as low as $39.99. Yeah, that's right, as low as $39.99. Coastal Auto Parts, owned and operated by a Maine family that cares.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. Again, that's 800-230-8145.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative with civility, not hostility. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. To learn more, visit informyourcommunity.org. Sponsored by Inform Your Community.
Easy Cater, 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Need food for a meeting or a company event? Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work, work. With easy online ordering and reordering. Save your favorite orders, make edits as needed, and click. We even help you with expenses by keeping your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy the food. From ordering to reporting, Easy Cater has everything to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Coming to you from our studios on Broadway, Bangor's Heritage Radio Station. Retro Radio, WZON Bangor, WKIT HD3 Brewer, and streaming at WZONAM.com.
62 WZON.
CBS News Brief. The feds made $1 million bust in New York at a cosmetic store they say was selling stolen goods.
We found hundreds of boxes of stolen items of the types of products you would not find at a beauty store, ranging from designer purses, electronic devices, over-the-counter medication.
That's Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. The suspects stole from stores like Macy's, Rite Aid, and Ulta. People in Portage, Michigan say they are thankful powerful tornadoes overnight were quick.
When I seen the roof above me lift, I was like, okay, this could be it. It was over and out so fast. I mean, it was the wildest thing I've ever been through.
No one was hurt. The U.S. is now holding a weapons shipment to Israel. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Israel has used large bombs previously during this conflict around Gaza City and Khan Yunis. These have resulted in widespread destruction and significant civilian casualties.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work, work. From ordering to reporting, we even keep your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy.
You're not having any lasagna?
All I can taste is hours of expense reports.
Relax, you used Easy Cater. Enjoy the food, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks. That's...
Enjoy it?
That's... Mmm, amazing.
Yes, Ray, it is amazing. 100,000 restaurants and everything you need to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
And now, Maine's best guest list. Live from Bangor, this is Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Oh, it's all true. Welcome into the second hour of a Wednesday edition. Rich Kimball here along with Bruce Pratt, hanging out with you until 6 o'clock tonight, doing what we do on this 3,238th Downtown Radio get-together. We are brought to you each and every day by Renewal by Anderson, your trusted window and door replacement expert of Greater Maine. Offering free in-home consultation, and right now, for the entire month of May, their Memorial Day special going on, 20% off your whole project, and if you are a veteran or an active duty military member, an additional $300 off your project. Call 207-275-6622 or visit renewalbyanderson.com, the better way to a better window. Coming up in this hour, our conversation with author Brandon Buehler. Is it Buehler or Buehler, Bruce? I can't remember.
I think he said Buehler.
Buehler. Because it was like Ferris Bueller's Day on.
Right.
Buehler.
I think we did.
Buehler.
Yeah, I
Buehler.
Think we did.
He's not here, so we're going with Buehler. Yeah. We'll figure it out. His book is called Front Office Fantasies. We'll hear all about that in just a little bit. Check out the sports headlines for you, the weather for the next several days into the weekend, Mother's Day and all that. We'll get a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly, the calendar, the birthday list, and a check of the social media world on the grapevine, all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on this Wednesday afternoon. Up first, though, on the program, excited to hear about the new production from the folks at Bangor Community Theater. It gets underway this weekend at Seasons Restaurant, 427 Main Street in Bangor. When you go in to see the show, just poke your head and go, that's where Rich used to have his studio, and like they store meat there, and I don't know. And what they do with it now. But downstairs is where you want to go to see the classic Love Letters from A.R. Gurney. To learn more about it, we're joined in studio by the director, the boss lady, Doreen Moody. Hello, Doreen.
Well, hello, Rich.
Nice to have you back here with us. And one of the stars of the show, Marty Kelly. Marty, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Well, another wonderful production coming up from Bangor Community Theater, and you found a nice home here at Seasons. You were telling me that the last shows you did there, boom, sold out like that.
Sold out every night. And with this show, the last one was a dinner and a show. This show is just hors d'oeuvres, of which we have a choice of four. And during intermission, they're going to bring out their lovely brownies.
Oh.
I know. It's going to be yummy. And Love Letters is such a really intimate show. The downstairs really helps us get that intimacy and that good feeling.
Yeah, well, it's such a great show. It's been done. Every actor worth their salt has done Love Letters at some point in their career. What made you guys choose this play?
It's my first time directing, and I did want to do a show that wasn't extremely complicated. Not that I made it easy on myself, because I picked two different sets of actors to do it. So, of course, lots of rehearsal time for me. But I wanted, if people showed up and I liked them, I wanted to cast them. So the first weekend is with Marty Kelly, who's here, and Blaine Shaw. And then the following weekend, next weekend, is with Tracy Green and Randall Simons, who I've not worked with before, but he is awesome. So I have really, really enjoyed it. And it has made me actually think I could direct again. He laughs at me because, yes, directing is
you want to put yourself through that again, huh? Sure.
Maybe so.
Okay.
How many times have you put yourself through that?
Way too many through the years. Well, Marty, this is it's such a great part. You play, of course, Melissa, and the two of you, Melissa and Andrew, look back essentially through a lifetime of their relationship.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. You know, and Doreen first cast me, and she told me that Melissa, what, the date she was born in the 30s? So the only way I could relate to that is my mother was born in the 30s. So I had to kind of think, but Melissa's so different than anyone that I've known. She's a little wild.
Yes.
And so it's been a lot, and I appreciate Doreen's direction with the part, and it's just so wonderfully written. How can it go wrong?
Well, and the great thing about it is you see the arc of a relationship, the highs and the lows. There are moments in the show that'll make you laugh out loud, and then you may find it getting a little dusty there at seasons too.
Yeah, and I just find myself every night being lost in the script, and it's just so, it pulls you right in, even though I've read it so many times. I lose myself every night, and I'm right in the story. It's amazing the way it's written.
From a director's perspective, you know, it seems simple. I'm sure you were thinking this when you put it together. Hey, it's only two actors. There's not a lot of blocking to do here, and yet there are some challenges. What are the challenges of putting
this
show?
Mostly, it is portraying someone. You have to suck the audience in, or they're not going to root for you. So their voices have to really get everybody hooked right away. And then each actor has to listen to the other, because it's a back and forth. And you need to be bouncing off each other. And even though they're supposedly not in the same room or the same house, they still need to react to what the other one is saying. And that is what I had. You have to be actively listening. You have to actively say, if they say something funny, you know what? Go ahead and laugh. And that gives the audience permission to laugh. If you get upset, if it's something that you think you're hurt at, be hurt. You know, you have to portray that. And if you do that, the audience will be invested and they will go with you through the whole ride.
Yeah. Well, because there's something in this play that anybody who's been in a relationship can identify with.
Yeah, it's so identifiable. You know, working with Blaine, and it's just like, you know, he really feels like this is my second time being with him, as, you know, opposite where we've played husband and